You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Desley Cowley, licensed shopping center manager, speaker, trainer, facilitator, and owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative, disruptive business model that has been designed to make a difference by helping retailers create amazing income, generating community-focused events for their businesses. Desley, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you very much.
And thank you. Good to have you. I'm certainly looking forward to hearing about Spruker Hire. So let's get started. Why is Spruking back?
Eric, Spruking is back, and it probably should never have stopped happening in retail venues. Personal connection is much, much easier live, and it's a point of difference to combat the online erosion of bricks and mortar retail sales. Customers are really, really hungry for personal contact and social interaction, which they don't get when they're home online on their computers. It is a low-cost way to create atmosphere, energy, and draw attention. But one of the problems is that retail stores are so risk-averse, their showroom floors can often be very sterile. And having a Spruker out the front, I guess, gets rid of that sterility that comes from making sure that everything's up off the shelf so no one trips on it. And, you know, it just does make the environment much more user-friendly.
What are some practical low-cost activities retailers can do to entice more customers? I'm sure that's a loaded question, but certainly looking forward to hearing your take on that.
Yes, well, I think that one of the biggest things that happens in retail environment is, you know, you get lost in the day-to-day and you forget about, you know, taking some focus on working out some goals. So a really low-cost activity is to take the time at the end of the day to work out what your daily goals are going to be, you know, for the following day, to increase your customer numbers, to increase the average sale per customer, to increase the customer spend, to get customers back to visit more often. What sort of things can you do? If you do this at the end of every day and looking back on the day's sales or even throughout the day when there's a few minutes to spare to sort of say, well, what could I have done to make that customer experience more engaging? What could I have done to have got an extra few dollars out of that customer? And in a nice way, not just to sting the customer, but to really, you know, to make their day, to delight the customer at the same time as, you know, gaining some extra sales for themselves. Do you know also there's a survey by TimeTrade.com that find that 90% of customers that come into a store can't find the right person to help them. 85% leave without purchasing when they can't find the right person. And 90% are likely to buy when helped by a knowledgeable person. Now, these are scary statistics to say that, you know, that you've actually got those customers coming in your door and you're just not engaging with them. So engaging, getting your staff to engage with the customers, you know, is probably key to that process. Also, according to the same Time Trade, you know, survey, shoppers like retailers and their staff who are knowledgeable about their products, informed about the customer, remember when the last time you came in, like at the hairdresser. Nothing is more annoying than going to a hairdresser and saying you want the same colour you had last time and they can't find the record. And to be prompt in acknowledging them, even if you're serving another customer, you know, make eye contact. Let them know you won't be a moment. Detachment is the key, detachment is the key, detachment is the key is my mantra. Relax, don't stress. Theme the store, seasonal themes, holiday themes. And another big one that can be low cost for retailers that they don't really take advantage of is partnering with neighbouring retailers to work together to develop something that's just a little bit unique, like special offers or VIP events. That's it for my ideas of low-cost activities.
And we certainly appreciate that. Sounds good to me. Now, what are the key factors that will increase retailers' chances of success when planning an event?
I think that planning, of course, is the key, one of the key factors. For example, my background being shopping centre management, Christmas, and it's Christmas, you know, with Christmas sales, you know that you're going to have Santa Claus. You know you're going to have Santa Claus photos. There's some key things that you know right from, you know, right from forever. And so you can be planning your next Christmas event right from the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. Don't sort of go and wait till 3 weeks before and think, well, just because you do it the same thing every year, but you can't come up with something creative. So planning is just so essential. Preparation, get organised in advance. Don't be getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning on the day of a special event and, you know, running around to get all the things that you need that you could have got 3 weeks earlier, 4 weeks earlier, 5 weeks earlier. Make a little list, make it simple, make it easy. Get the preparation done as soon as you can so that on the day all you need to do is be present. Be present for your customers, focus on what you're doing to achieve the results. And then you can be focusing on entertaining and engaging, delighting your customers. It then is all about, you know, you focusing on that customer, focusing on the sale, how you can help them instead of running around trying to find a PA system or a decorate the store. If that's all done the day before, it's far, far better.
Today we are joined by Desley Cowley, licensed shopping center manager, speaker, trainer, facilitator, and owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative, disruptive business model that has been designed to make a difference by helping retailers create amazing income-generating community-focused events for their businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Desley, what are the top tips for Spruikers?
Eric, I've got 9 top tips for Spruikers, starting with identifying the desired outcome for the event or activity. So, for example, if they are cooking at a food store, what's the outcome? The outcome is to get them to taste it and then to get them to buy it. If it's a fashion store, the outcome is to get them in to try the garment on. So identify what the outcomes are for the activity. Sometimes it's not always about increasing the sales on the day. It's more about awareness. So we need to know right up front. You need to share that with whoever you've got spruiking for you. Absolutely prepare a mini action plan in advance, like I said before, and delegate anything that you can delegate to someone else. Make sure that you've got your list there. Do what you can the day before or earlier or soon, you know, don't sort of be running around doing things that could have been done sooner. Prepare a script or a dot point list of why, what, how and what else for each product being promoted. Don't just rely on the talent that you've engaged to spruik for the day, whether it's your own staff or whether it's an external professional that you've got in. Give them some information to work with. You're the one that knows your product. They are the ones that know how to sell it, but they really do need those points to share with your customers on your behalf. You need to be happy, look happy, be welcoming. And again, that all comes from, being prepared and having everything done that could be done beforehand completed so that you're not stressing. Your customers know if you're stressing and you're sidetracked and you're thinking about other things. Be contagious. Ensure your positive outlook is contagious. Make sure that you are spreading goodwill and happiness and not, you know, contributing. We've all been into a store where you can tell that the sales assistant really doesn't want you there. It doesn't matter what happens. Put down that phone. Make eye contact. Get connected, really. Draw attention, have a sense of presence, turn heads with colour, music and movement. just simple things like balloons and ribbons that are going to be flowing or blowing in, you know, with the air conditioning circulating, that will draw people to your store. If you are, you know, if you don't change your window displays regularly, you have the same people in most retail spaces, the same people are walking past your door every day. Don't just think that it's okay just to change the display once a month. You should be changing it regularly. Even if it's a major change monthly and you have little changes daily and a sort of semi-major change weekly, just so that there's something different for people that are walking past your door to look at every day. Otherwise, they just don't look. Theme your event with seasonal, you know, seasonal things, or St. Paddy's Day, Valentine's Day, you know, Italian Week, anything that you like. Theme the event so that you've got an excuse or something else that you can do to add some extra flavour into your store. And if you're selling perfume or food, well, smell the sale. Permeate the smell through the store with and just outside the store to draw attention by using a fan. Be friendly, not familiar. Again, we all know of spruikers that have got too familiar with the passing customers and have offended instead of delighted. So you just need to be sure you don't cross that line and become too familiar. Even if they're people that you know, you're there as a professional. You need to keep a professional stance about the way that you present yourself and talk to people. And that's my 9 tips, Eric.
Lastly, how can Spruiker Hire help retailers?
Well, we've developed a 2-day Spruiker training workshop that's designed to help retailers increase profits through better use of downtime in their shops. A good Spruiker can easily generate 10 times his or her fee in additional sales with the right product and proper planning. But what if every staff member in every store had the confidence to spruik? How much difference could that make to sales even on quiet days? And retailers could do even better if they invested in a good portable PA system and, you know, to teach their own staff how to spruik. Then on quiet Tuesdays and any other quiet time when they're wondering what to do to fill in the day, they could potentially increase customer numbers and sales by having their staff jump on the microphone and draw attention to the business. Spruiking and engaging their customers to stay in store or shopping in the centre longer is cost effective, it's fun, it's a great way to increase sales. The Spruiker training course covers goal setting, the top tips in detail, sample action plans, script writing templates, theming ideas checklists, workplace safety while spruiking, making clear, concise announcements, how to encourage and engage customers, product demonstration, how to demonstrate products, use of a portable PA, and working with colleagues. It's a great course.
One. In conclusion, Desley, any closing thoughts or takeaways or a final tip today?
Yes, Eric, thank you. I really would love to stress to people that they need to be, to retailers, they need to be rested, refreshed and relaxed. Take a break. Even 2 days completely shut off will re-energize them. They need to solve staffing problems. Enlist the help of their local Chamber of Commerce and Industry or other industry association if they need to. They need to address their financial stresses. Talk to their banks, investors, landlords now before it's too late. If they're struggling to pay the rent, talk to the landlord. Don't go keeping it a secret because they usually know anyway. And finally, if they don't know where to start, call me, tell me what their problems are or challenges, and if I can help, I will, and if I can't, I'll certainly point them in the right direction.
Well, Desley, I certainly do appreciate your time with us here today on Enterprise Radio and offering helpful information and insight in your area of expertise. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Spruiker Hire and how they can be in touch as well.
Yes, I have a website, www.spruikerhire.com. That's SPRUIKERHIRE.com. And they can also connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. With Facebook and Twitter, it's Spruiker Hire is the handle. And on LinkedIn, I do have a Spruiker Hire Company website, or link with me personally at Desley Cowley. There's not too many Desley Cowleys, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Once again, Desley, thanks for your time and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. You too.
We have been speaking with Desley Cowley, licensed shopping center manager, speaker, trainer, facilitator, and owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative, disruptive business model that has been designed to make a difference by helping retailers create amazing income-generating community-focused events for their businesses. And once again, for more information and for contact, it's SprukerHire.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.